March 31st and April 1st, 2012, saw Bhagwan's Threya Vrindavan Ashram play host to history. The Way Forward was the theme of the first ever national retreat of the Sri Satya Sai Organization of India held at this Bangalore venue. The event witnessed an intergenerational soul-searching exercise by 150 delegates representing core office-bearers of the All India Sai Organization at national and state levels. These included all the national coordinators, including the All India President, state presidents, state trust conveners, state coordinators and youth coordinators from all wings of the organization. Two features that added to the significance of this exercise were its timing and the importance given to youth input and participation. Just 4 weeks short of the first anniversary of Bhagwan Baba's Mahasamadhi, the retreat sought an honest reflection on its path so far before determining its future course. The voices articulating the way forward represented the next line of leadership, the young adults of the Sai movement. Unprecedented in more ways than one, the event was held in an open and interactive spirit. It saw experienced elders listening patiently to the presentations by the young Turks of the Pan-India Sai movement, who demonstrated grasp of both the challenges and the opportunities ahead. In an exclusive interview with Radio Sai Global Harmony, the All India President of the Sri Satya Sai Organization, Mr. V. Srinivasan, explained not only the rationale behind the effort, but also its likely impact, and revealed the real inspiration behind the idea of holding the first ever national retreat. Sairam sir, so would you like to tell us about the purpose of this unique event?
You know, sometime back, we were just looking at what the organization had been doing and were contemplating whether really the organization is doing all that it should be doing, and whether we were functioning in the right manner, whether we are in existence now for about almost 50 years. And we felt that there was a time that we should really do some soul searching. Mm-hmm. So again, as I said, that now Swami seems to give me ideas, and I felt that it would be appropriate to have this structure through a retreat. And here again, I felt that rather than do it in the normal fashion of the office bearers of the association, organization talking about it, we should try to get some ideas from the younger people. Mm-hmm. People who have a commitment to Bhagwan's ideals and teachings, who have some experience of the working of the organization, even if they have not been very happy with it. I felt we should give an opportunity for them mm-hmm. to speak what they feel, what the organization should be doing on the three wings, the way it was structured, how does it manage its finances, how it should interact with government, things like that. And I felt that all of us, the senior office bearers, should be part of the audience rather than people who are giving the message as such.
There was a real reversal of roles this time.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. And that is why we felt that we should do it in this fashion. And what we did was we sent out an initial circular and asked the state presidents to identify youth whom they felt would be articulate, who would be able to contribute. Because I think the state presidents got the message that we were not looking for people who would agree with whatever we were doing. We would want people who take an objective look mm-hmm. and then give their frank opinion mm-hmm. on this. And I must say, to the credit of the state president, they did nominate a fairly competent, young, dedicated, intelligent young youth. And then we asked them to draft their presentations. We sent out a concept note as to what this retreat is all about, how it is planned to be structured, so that it guides them in the preparation of their presentations. And after that, we had a briefing meeting where they made their initial presentations. And then we looked at which particular group should be allotted what subject. Based on our assessment, Mr. Nimish and myself were there. And we felt that this group would be better handling this subject, the other group would look the other subject. So that allocation was made at that briefing meeting. We looked at some of their thoughts, their presentations, and we suggested that they may consider some modifications. And after that, Nimish has been in close touch with them. And I think, as he said, more than 1,000 emails have been exchanged. And there has been a lot of contact on the phone and things like that. And what you see the last 2 days is a result of all that effort. I think it has been a most useful exercise. It has given me insight into how they think. I'm greatly reassured that Bhagwan's organization in the future will lie in good hands. The next thing I'm looking for, as I mentioned in the opening inaugural address, is a greater involvement of the alumni in the organization. And perhaps we may do some such retreat where they would be giving their ideas. And we would like to listen to them also to see what they think.
So it's the retreat season, questioning the status quo.
Yeah, and that. So I think that is the broad concept, and you heard the my concluding remarks. As I said, I didn't want to, and we never expected to announce any great decisions today. Because for me, the real work starts now. We have to digest all these presentations. We have to listen to all their contributions. We have to carefully reevaluate. We'll have to set up a small working group which will go into all of this in detail and then cull out what we feel are the implementable ideas. And perhaps we'll also have to look at a time frame, because rather than do everything at once, we may have to do it in a graded fashion. So that exactly is the, I think, the benefit of this exercise. And as you heard today, we suggested that this retreat should also be replicated in the state levels also. So perhaps this will become a normal method of functioning of periodic self-introspection for the organization.
Possibly very essential for revitalizing and re-engineering. Absolutely. From within.
Exactly.
What is your most valuable takeaway, if you had to pick one thing, at the end of 2 days of soul searching?
See, rather than try to make comparisons between different presentations, the greatest takeaway for me is how articulate are our youth, how well they reason out what their recommendations are, and even though they are not have not been directly involved in some of the areas of their presentations, they were able to appreciate where are the linkages between different wings of the organization. So I would feel to some extent that these youth are like consultants who are able to look from an outsider's perspective into the workings and the insights of an organization and try to suggest course corrections. So for me, the greatest takeaway is the reassurance that our youth are the future of the organization, and they are able to, I would say, succinctly and objectively analyze situations without sacrificing the principles of Bhagavan's teachings. Because every single presentation made this clear. The bottom line is Bhagavan's teachings. We will never depart from that.
So the fundamentals are secure?
They are secure, absolutely secure. So perhaps it is only that you have a strong foundation of Bhagavan's teachings, but you adapt to some extent with the changing times, the need to be more responsive to the needs of society. That message also came through. Because previously we work on fairly rigid compartments. We serve in this manner. Mm-hmm. We look at education in this manner. We believe in spirituality in this manner. But we were not really willing to listen to what the community or the society was telling us. Mm-hmm. Perhaps we need to do that now. Again, without sacrificing the core principles of Bhagavan's teachings.
So in light of this first ever national retreat for an organization that has been growing and thriving for almost 5 decades now, are you feeling confident that we are poised for greater consolidation and growth?
Absolutely on that. You see, I would put it this way, over the last few years we have taken a lot of new initiatives. A lot of new ideas, you looked at technology tools.
Especially in rural development.
Yes. I felt that there was no shortage of that. But where I felt a retreat would be necessary is whether we are implementing these ideas, these thoughts in the right fashion, in the optimal way, whether the linkages within the organization, the relationships within the organizations are right, or are we beginning to work a little impersonally like a business enterprise. So this is what I wanted to do some soul searching. And I think that purpose of that retreat is there. So it is not that we through the retreat we are going to fashion out a big expansion plan. That's not the objective. The objective is to be able to look at proper structural changes, to look at more efficiency in the way we operate, to be responsive to social needs. Mm-hmm. This is what I think is the purpose and hopefully the results of this retreat. Mm-hmm. On that.
If I may ask, you mentioned in your closing remarks that this idea, like many other good ones, came to you through Swami. How did that come to happen?
You see, I don't want to get into the some of the other people who give experiences of Swami coming in dreams and things like that.
So how does he communicate with the All India president?
You see, my personal experience has been this. You know, the 40 years I've been with him. Mm-hmm. Whenever we were with him, we were totally focused on him. We were always ready to do what he wanted us to do, whether there was any need that he had which we could fulfill. And we were totally focused on his physical form, on what he said, etc. Honestly, I don't think that I as a really made any great spiritual progress by myself by being with Swami. I think it was he, through his love, through his grace, his compassion, that he taught me without saying so in so many words. It was as I look back, he was molding me, and his teachings to me were similar to what took place in the Upanishads, where the guru sat at the feet of the teacher, and in many cases the teaching was in silence, not in direct exposition of all the fundamental principles. So I learnt a lot. It changed my life, but not by saying in so many words that this is what I should be doing. He did clarify many times if I raised a doubt. But we were there, you know, the greatest good fortune was to be in his close proximity, to be able to experience, to participate in all his activities, etc. After his departure from the physical form, I find that his communication with me is in a different fashion. It is not that he comes in my dreams or something, but I sincerely pray to him regularly with all humility, love and I would say absolute surrender to guide me on that. And to me, in plain answer to the question, how does he communicate with the All India President? I think I find that this seems to come through intuition. Suddenly I get the answers at a time when I'm not even, I may be doing something else, but I get that...
Like a flash.
Mm-hmm. So it is through these means that suddenly I get this idea of a retreat. Suddenly when we know you have to do it this way, that's the way, and some you get some insights of, if you look, whether when we are engaged in spiritual activity, what should be the way that should be done, what name it should be given. These seem to come to me in flashes. I don't want to make a big song and dance about it, because I think it is highly personal. And because I'm a dummy, he may be using this tool to communicate with me. I don't claim any special competence that he chooses to communicate this way. But it is between him and me. And it is he to decide how he wants to guide me. All I want and I pray for is his guidance and direction. And this is how he talks. And this retreat came from me. It was not my idea. Whatever I do today is not at all mine. Whatever I achieve is not mine. It comes from him. What I am today is entirely due to Bhagwan Baba. I say that in all humility, absolute belief and absolute with all veracity.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you, sir. The youth came from different parts of the country, from Himachal to Kerala and Gujarat to Manipur. They all put forth their proposal on varied topics in the educational, spiritual and service wings. The topics that were covered in this retreat included bhajans, Vedam, meditation, sadhana camps, retreats, study circle and Sai literature under the spiritual wing, Satya Sai Balvikas, Sai schools under the education wing, Seva Dal training and youth activities under the Seva wing. Additionally, they also covered other topics like incorporation of adequate and right technology, additional service activities, improvement in existing activities, addressing key social issues and organizational structure, as well as the resource management of the organization. The well-researched presentations gave extensive suggestions for improvement at both the micro and macro levels. Every presentation was followed by interactive discussion with the audience, who added further inputs to the proposals. The Radio Sai team too put forth their proposal to expand the reach of Bhagwan Baba's message to remote parts of India in different regional languages with the active support and participation of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. Mr. Nimish Pandya is the district president of the Mumbai chapter of the Sai organization. He also played the role of coordinating this event and emceeing the 2 days of deliberations. In an exclusive conversation with Radio Sai, Mr. Pandya reflected on his upbeat mood at the end of the 2 days. Sai Ram, Mr. Pandya.
Sai Ram, Karna.
As the coordinator of the first ever national retreat of the Sai organization, what is it that you were hoping to achieve by this exercise?
Fundamentally, I think as the All India President mentioned, we were hoping for a great churning exercise, mm-hmm. and affording the youth in the organization an opportunity for them to express how they perceive the functioning of the organization, the various dimensions of the organization, and what would they have done if they were in charge, mm-hmm. in a kind of situation. Mm-hmm. So that was the whole purpose that we were looking for.
And how did it go, in your opinion?
In my opinion, I think it's far exceeding our expectation.
Really?
In fact, the starting thing that came across as to me was the great depth of understanding that the youth showed in terms of the concept of the activity, the how it should be put into action, and what was Swami's expectation out of that. Mm-hmm. So if there were any aberrations over the last 20, 30, 40 years that you run the organization, it was for me very sort of encouraging to know that they were able to identify those aberrations mm-hmm. and suggest ways and means to fall in line with what Swami was expecting on those situations. One dimension. Secondly, what impressed me most was that normally we believe that in the 21st century and the anvil, the youth today are very, they're pretty dynamic, and they would want to break away from the norms that we have set over the years. But here was a unique amalgam where they not only showed the way that without compromising on the dynamism, they could still fit that dynamism into what Swami expects a particular way to do it. So that was a revelation that the same thing that Swami expects you to do, there is a dynamic way to do the same thing.
I see.
And be relevant to modern times. So that was the great point that came across. And that's where they far exceeded my expectation. Because I really thought that they would make some really off-the-cuff suggestions as to why a particular discipline which is established in a particular activity, mm-hmm. The typical radical way the youth would look, yeah. they would come with a preposterous kind of a situation. But that didn't happen. They showed tremendous maturity, a tremendous sense of understanding of the Sai message and the Sai mission. And that was an eye-opener for me. And that's where I would say that for me at the end of these 2 days, there is great hope and there is great confidence mm-hmm. that, and the confidence of the type where in a relay race when the front runner turns back and wants to hand over the baton,
yeah.
the next line is ready. Otherwise, hitherto we had a question mark that are we having the next runner-up ready to take the baton if you have to hand over. That fear is today gone from the mind, especially my mind is gone, that we are ready to hand over baton to the next generation, which is going to be far exceeding in terms of excellence, understanding of the Sai mission and implementing the Sai mission on a level at which Swami would have expected.
That's a huge vote of confidence.
Yes.
And do you think this maturity and the sensitivity that you speak of from the youth, that you perceived from the youth in the last 2 days, is it possibly because they grew up in the movement and these are possibly the graduates of the SSC or the Balvikas and all the training that has happened over the years being actively involved as Sai youth? In your view, does this indicate the coming of age of the Sai movement?
I think so. I would fully agree with you that this is definitely a result of these youth coming out of the various programs that the organization has run through Balvikas, through SSEHV, through even if they have not been a part of the alumni of the Sai Institution. The very fact that they were involved in the Sai organization,
that's right.
and they were a part of the Sai organization, yes. has...
they grew with the organization.
They grew with it. And therefore, you would be absolutely right to say that we have matured now. We've come of age in that sense, definitely.
And there's this sense of buoyancy. Do your colleagues share the sense of buoyancy and confidence about the second line of leadership that's in the making?
I think these 2 days, even if they didn't have it hitherto, these 2 days must have convinced them, surely, I'm sure. It's always the question that the age barrier always works. It's very difficult for the elders to accept straight away. But I think today was an eye-opener for all the elders that they can be very happy that all the work that the elders have done and all the investment that they have made in this youth has borne fruit. And I think the great garden of love that Swami is, the flowers are blooming, I think.
That's love. Very reassuring to yeah. know. So what's next? What are the next steps that, having gone through this exercise of churning and soul searching and having come back with this positive outcome about the next line of leadership, what's next on the anvil for the Sai organization?
Next on the anvil for the Sai organization is definitely taking into account all the suggestions that the youth have made today.
Mm-hmm.
As the All India President also mentioned, we would have to really do a exercise to consolidate all the suggestions and sort of really settle them in its finality and its shape at the end of it. And then go back to the organization to give them the fresh perspective on all these suggestions that the youth have made. There will be an amalgam of the experience of the past mm-hmm. and the suggestions of the youth together. And I think that combination will bring forth, new content, but definitely the approach and the attitude which be much more buoyant, much more lively and much more relevant to the modern times that we are going to be facing now.
Mm-hmm.
So the process which Swami started of universalizing the entire concept of spirituality and making it available to the common man.
That's right.
I think getting to the common man with the highest truth, as Swami wanted, that should be achieved, I think, with this new process that we're getting into.
One of the highlights of the closing remarks that the All India President made was the new partnership that the organization is seeking in greater engagement with Radio Sai Global Harmony, and the director of Radio Sai, Professor Venkat Raman, described it as the rebirth of Radio Sai. Would you like to comment on it?
Yes, I thought that was, in fact, let me confess straight away, that for me also, the presentation that the Radio Sai team made was an eye-opener in many, many ways. Because Radio Sai, having sort of bloomed and sort of been groomed under the divine guidance itself, has also matured, I would say, in its own way. And that maturity was shown in the presentation today. And that's where we saw this great possibility of a partnership, where together the synergy would be such that your goals as the Radio Sai goals would be achieved. And they are very important because you are the instrumentality of communication. And communication is the buzzword today. And if we can do that, then the support of the organization, all the expertise that the organization has, all the resources that the organization has, if that's made available to Radio Sai, then I think we've together achieved the purpose of seeing that the world gets to know the core message and the divine love of our Master. I think that should be achieved very fast.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, and God bless all of us.
Sairam.
The All India President of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, Mr. Srinivasan, told the delegates that the grandeur of the divine mission should now be unveiled, with the youth playing a greater role in the mainstream activities of the organization. He also revealed that the All India Sai Organization will be formalizing their partnership with Radio Sai Global Harmony to penetrate the nation with the divine message and mission. Many close observers of the Sai organization see this historic retreat as a game changer in strengthening the momentum in spreading the love and message of Bhagwan Baba. The young leaders being groomed for a calibrated change of guard were equally inspired by the retreat and its focus. As we close this report on the first ever national retreat of the Sri Satya Sai organization held on March 31st and April 1st, 2012 at Ray Brindavan, Whitefield, we leave you with the reflections of some of these young participants.
Sai Ram, my name is Nalini. I am from Karnataka, Bangalore. We have always dreamt of being at Thrai, and we always wondered how students interact with Swami and the close interaction that they have. To be in Swami's abode, this has been a dream, and today it is a dream come true. And it's a feeling which we would carry through our life.
I am Lata. I come from Karnataka, Bangalore. It is wonderfully organized. You can see that a lot of preparation has been going on for a long time. Everything has been very methodically done. I can see that a lot of effort has been made by all the delegates, all the presenters, and they have taken a lot of pains to prepare, probably for weeks or months, done a lot of surveys to get the kind of material that they got.
What are your impressions about the last session of today, which was held in Thrai Brindavan?
Oh, that was fabulous. It's an overwhelming experience being inside Thrai, which has been the home of our beloved Swami. And I think every place when we stand, we know that Swami must have, you know, put his foot there. And we are really indeed blessed to be here. This is my first experience being inside Thrai.
Sai Ram, main Haryana State se Sushma Sarawat. Bhagwan ke Shri Charno mein, aaj jab yahan pahunchi, is conference mein, to 72 years pehle main chali gayi, 20th October 1940 ko, अगर भगवान ने अनाउंस नहीं किया होता कि वो भगवान हैं, वो इस धरती पर हम सब के लिए आए हैं, तो आज मैं इस फर्स्ट स्ट्रीट का पार्ट नहीं बन पाती. मैं रियलाइज नहीं कर पा रही हूँ कि किस तरह से भगवान ने इतना लॉन्ग स्पान, इतना लंबा सफर तय करते हुए हम लोगों को परफेक्ट ह्यूमन बीइंग बनाया है. आज 1% को भी ऐसा नहीं लगा कि भगवान अपनी फिजिकल फॉर्म में दुनिया के लिए नहीं होंगे, लेकिन मेरे लिए वो पूरी तरह से यहाँ सामने बैठे थे. बिकॉज ये फीलिंग बार बार आ रही थी. एक बार ऐसा लगा कि हम भगवान आप नहीं है इसलिए मैं यहाँ हूँ, एकदम से दूसरा थॉट आया, नहीं तुम यहाँ हो इसलिए मैं यहाँ से गया हूँ, बिकॉज यू आर माई परफेक्ट इंस्ट्रूमेंट, यू आर माई मैसेंजर नाउ। और मुझे पूरी तरह से कॉन्फिडेंस हो गया था कि अब मेरा जो वर्क, जो एक्टिविटी करने में इस मानव देह में आया था, अब मेरे जो बच्चे हैं वो टोटली रिवॉल्व हो चुके हैं, वो टोटली चेंज हो चुके हैं, परफेक्ट हो चुके हैं, अब इस मिशन को बहुत अच्छी तरह से आगे लेके जाएंगे। मेरे पास शब्द नहीं है, सिर्फ आंखें मेरी नम हैं और बार बार रियलाइज कर रही हूं इस विभूति को, इस आनंद को, कि ये सबके बीच में जाना चाहिए।
आई एम सुचरिता, आई हैव कम फ्रॉम महाराष्ट्र बॉम्बे। Well, as the name of the retreat goes, it's the first retreat of the National Office Bearers. So it has been very different, and a very nice feeling which comes over me is that I can relate it to your parents, you know. When they see some confidence in you that, okay, my child has grown up, they give you the house keys or they allow you to drive the car, but they'll sit behind you watching over you. So that's what I feel when I see our seniors, and I'm really thankful to them that they think that the youth of the organization have come of age and they can take some more responsibility than what they have been doing all these years. And I'm really grateful to Swami and to all the seniors of the organization who feel that, yes, the youth are serious in the mission of Swami and we can give them some more responsibility.
Na karmana na prajaya dhanena tyagene ke amrutatva manasu. Manchi karyamu cheyi.
Do good actions.
Pavitramaitvanti yokka paralaku danam cheyi.
Offer things in charity
for others. Education ku danam cheyi.
Or donate to
health ku danam cheyi. పల్లెల లోపల అనేక విధములైనటువంటి బాధలు పడుతుండేటువంటి వారంతా ఉంటారు.
దేర్ ఆర్ మెనీ పీపుల్ హూ సఫర్ ఇన్ విలేజెస్.
కనుక మానవునికి హెడ్ హార్ట్,
ఫర్ మ్యాన్ హెడ్ అండ్ హార్ట్ ఆర్ ఇంపార్టెంట్.
ఇవి రెండు కూడా బాడీలో సంబంధమైనటువంటివి.
బోత్ ఆర్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఇన్ ద బాడీ.
హెడ్ ఈజ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్.
హెడ్ ఈజ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్.
హార్ట్ ఈజ్ హెల్త్.
హార్ట్ స్టాండ్స్ ఫర్
బాడీ ఈజ్ వాటర్. బాడీ ఈజ్ వాటర్.
బాడీ ఈజ్ వాటర్.
కనుకనే హెల్త్ అండ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఈ బాడీకి కావాలి.
సో హెల్త్ అండ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఆర్ రిక్వైర్డ్.
ఎలాంటి హెల్త్?
What sort of health?
Yedo kevalamu manam jeevinchadam kosamani health kavali.
Not for
seva kosam health kavali.
We need health for service.
Service chese kosamane deham chala aarogyanga undali.
We should be healthy to render service.
Andukosam mana aarogyanni koralu kani seva cheyinatundi vaadiki aarogyam kuda enduku?
We should desire health.
Vaadu undina chachina vaadito samaname.
Mere health is just equal to a living death.
Manaku head undali.
We need
health. Elanti head undali?
What sort of head?
పరులు చింతన చేసి, పరులను దూషించి, పరులను విమర్శించేటువంటి హెడ్ కాదు.
ది హెడ్ దట్ డస్ నాట్ ఎంటర్టైన్ ద థాట్స్ ఆఫ్ అదర్స్,
భగవంతుని చింతించేటువంటి హెడ్ కావాలి.
ది హెడ్ ద థింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
కనుకనే ఫుడ్, హెడ్, గాడ్, ఈ మూడింటి యొక్క సంబంధాన్ని మనం విచారించుకోవాలి.
Therefore we should know the relationship between these three, food, head and God.
Neeku food enduku kosam kavali?
Why do you need food?
Na head ni penchukotam kosam.
To develop my head.
Na gunanni abhiruddhi parchukotam kosam ani.
Develop my
work. Ee gunam enduku kosam undali?
Why do you need this?
Samaja sevalo palgonataniki.
To render service.
Sahayam cheyataniki.
So help
samajaniki satkirti tevataniki.
To bring a good name to society.
Kanukane samajam yokka sankashanni manam andanga chusukovali.
Therefore we should think of the safety and welfare.
Sangika samajika shaktini manam pochinchukovali.
We should also maintain the safety.
ఇందువల్లనే మనం సమాజంలో పుట్టాము.
ఫర్ దట్ రీజన్ వీఆర్ బోర్న్ ఇన్ సొసైటీ.
ఇండియన్ సమాజంలో
వీఆర్ బోర్న్ ఇన్ సొసైటీ.
ఇండియన్ సమాజంలో
గ్రో ఇన్ సొసైటీ.
కానీ సమాజం యొక్క చింతనే మనం చేయకపోతే ఇంతకంటే ద్రోహం మరొకటి లేదు.
ఇఫ్ వీ డోంట్ థింక్ ఆఫ్ సొసైటీ దేర్ కెనాట్ బి గ్రేటర్ బిట్రేయల్ దెన్ దట్.
వీళ్ళంతా కూడా కృతజ్ఞుడు.
దే ఆర్ అన్గ్రేట్ఫుల్ రిచ్.
కనుకనే మనం సమాజంలో పుట్టినందుకు సమాజానికి సేవ చేయాలి.
హావింగ్ బీన్ బోర్న్ ఇన్ సొసైటీ వి షుడ్ సర్వ్ సొసైటీ.
సమాజం బాగుంటేనే మనం బాగుంటాము.
ఇఫ్ సొసైటీ ఇస్ గుడ్ యు విల్ బి గుడ్.
లేకపోతే నీవెట్లా బాగుంటావు?
ఆర్ హౌ డు యు ఎక్స్పెక్ట్ టు బి గుడ్?
కనుకనే సమాజ సేవలో ప్రతి ఒక్కరు కూడా పాల్గొనాలి.
సో ఎవ్రీవన్ షుడ్ పార్టిసిపేట్ ఇన్ సోషల్.
సమాజం యొక్క సంక్షేమాన్ని అంతా మనం ఆశించాలి.
వన్ షుడ్ డిజైర్ ఫర్ ద వెల్ఫేర్ ఆఫ్ ద సొసైటీ.
క్షేమమే అనేది కూడా మనకు ప్రాప్తిస్తుంది.
అండ్ యువర్ వెల్ఫేర్ డిపెండ్స్ ఆన్ ద వెల్ఫేర్ ఆఫ్ ద సొసైటీ.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
ఈ సమాజ సేవకు మనకు కావలసినటువంటి ప్రేమ ఒక్కటే.
For the social service, love is essential.
ఈ ప్రేమకు మించినటువంటి మరొకటి లేదు.
There is no other thing beyond love.
ఈ ప్రేమనే సర్వమును మనకు సమకూరుస్తుంది.
Through love you can get everything.
అది లేకుండా ఎన్ని గ్రంథాలు చదివి ఏం ప్రయోజనం?
Without love, what is the use of reading so many books?
అంతే కదా బుకిష్ నాలెడ్జ్.